Mahomes is stationed on the left hash, right foot in front of the left. Darwin Thompson, the running back, with him. He fakes to him and now sprints to the right. He is throwing long down the field. He wants Tyreek Hill, makes the catch and rolls into the end zone. On the right side, touchdown, Kansas City. First down, Mahomes. McCoy in the backfield. They're going to throw it deep near side. Kelsey caught around, caught it, touchdown, Kansas City. And Mahomes right on the money and just drops the ball into the hands of Kelsey. A 23-yard touchdown.
Gotta love the highlights. Gotta love Mitch Holthus, who joined us earlier live in Brazil with the entire broadcast team. If you forgot, he called Josh Klingler Drew Bledsoe and called me Tom Brady. I'll let that boost my ego. Focus, Dusty. I got a long way to go to get there. So game one of the season tonight in Sao Paulo, Brazil. By the way, this is how you say spit in Portuguese.
Cuspindo.
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 That's because last night Jalen Carter spit on Dak Prescott and will not probably be playing. I think he's going to be suspended at least one game. That next game will be in Arrowhead, where it'll be absolutely nuts.
I'd like to see if he's suspended before that game, because, you know, the way that the NFL works, could take forever before they suspend him. And Tom Pelissero, you know, ball washer for the league, is out here saying, well, he didn't play a game last night, so that's technically no, it's not. It is absolutely 100% not a missed game. The NFL has never done that before, where you miss a game with injury or something like that and it counts towards a suspension. That game was underway. He was in uniform. He got thrown out of that game. That does not count, even though he did not play a single play last night. That does not count as a one-game suspension. And if Pelissero's peddling that and that's what they ended up doing, I'm going to be really pissed at the NFL.
Did he spit?
Cuspindo.
And then this is how you say touchdown in Portuguese. You ready for this one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Touchdown.
There you go.
Oh, that's a good
touchdown.
One.
Touchdown.
Yeah.
Touchdown.
Patrick Mahomes to Travis Kelce.
Touchdown.
How many times will that happen?
Touchdown.
Because even in our in-office bet, I got Travis Kelce with the anytime touchdown.
Touchdown.
Right? Yep. And you said to me, like, that's a really nice troll job, you know? And I'm like, I yes. but he's plus 170 to score an anytime touchdown tonight.
Do it, Kelce.
I feel like that's the biggest lock of the year.
Okay.
Right now.
I like those odds a lot.
Well,
plus 170 for senior year, American pie, knowing what they want to do, 25 pounds lighter, Travis Kelce. You don't think he's going to snake into the end zone at some point tonight? I do.
Plus 2,200 for two. Let's get into it.
Really?
I think so, yeah. Ooh. Xavier Worthy was plus 1,200 as the leader in the clubhouse for two touchdowns. No, it was plus 850 for Xavier Worthy yesterday for two touchdowns. Bob, start us off hot with the script.
All right, Chiefs will get the ball first, and the aerial attack is back, baby. It is back and better than ever, as they like to say. One play, Worthy over the top, 75 yards, 7-0 Chiefs. Everybody calm, everybody collected, because now the defense comes out onto the field. Mr. I'm only a starter because somebody put the shot in the guy's ribs the wrong way. Herbert comes out on the field, and that's where the Chiefs defense takes over. First play, Chris Jones tips it up in the air, intercepted, Nick Bolton. Three plays later, there it is. There's your plus 170, baby. Travis Kelce back in the end zone, 14-0, Kansas City. The route is on. The game will continue to go the way of the Chiefs. We will get to the fourth quarter. We will see Gardner Minshew playing tonight, because the Chiefs will be up by a lot. It will be a blowout. It will be a precursor of things to come. Jones finishes the game with a sack. Mahomes has two touchdown passes. Isaiah Pacheco runs for one more, and the Chiefs cruise to a 35-0 victory. Put that in your pipe and smoke it, NFL.
Hell yeah. Come on, baby.
Woo!
I know that I'm hard.
Sounds like there'll be a lot of
touchdown
for the Chiefs in that stretch.
Yes. Damn right there will be.
No need to
cuspindo
on that.
No.
Because that's a lot of
touchdown
in Portuguese. Mac, you're next on the script. What goes on, baby?
Did he spit?
Let's start here. The Chiefs receive. They will look great on the opening drive. They'll mess up a little in the red zone, slow down. They'll have to settle for a field goal on that opening drive.
Boo, hiss.
Chargers do the same, except it's the first two drives. They look great. 10-7 Chargers to start the second quarter. Xavier Worthy breaks open the top, baby. That 4-2 speed shows. He gets a long ball to start the second quarter.
And he's in the southern hemisphere, so he's faster.
And he's even faster. Yeah, they haven't accounted for that. Jim Harbaugh, he's not ready for that.
It's today.
So he breaks the top. He scores in that first drive of the second quarter. Chiefs now lead 14-10. Spags defense, they start taking over. They force a turnover early in the second half. The offense capitalizes. The Chiefs end up coasting to a win. They control the whole second half of the game, 27-17. Chiefs get a dub.
Gotta love that. All right.
10-point win in the NFL is a large margin
That's
of
massive.
Victory.
Yeah.
Chiefs win the toss. Tails never fails. Chiefs kick to the Chargers. Chargers go 3-and-out. That defense is ramped up. Like we said, this is a revenge tour. Mm-hmm. That defense is ramped up. That defensive line is champing at the bit. Jones, Omenihue, Karloftis. We get week one, Charles Omenihue. We haven't seen that in the Chiefs dynasty run. Chiefs will then get the ball. Mahomes looks like 2019 Patrick Mahomes because, as I've said before, he wins the MVP this year. He throws for 4,500. He throws for 41 touchdowns. Travis gets the big first down catch on that drive to continue the drive. Then, like you guys have both mentioned, it's over the top to X, the mouse, the man that wears number one. His nickname's the mouse. Andy Reid said it. Don't disagree with me. Xavier Worthy over the top because I believe last year when we saw that play to Xavier Worthy over the top from Mahomes, the one time that we did see it, it was against who? The Chargers.
Yep.
Then again, Chiefs lead at halftime 17-7. They come back in the second half. They get a field goal to make it 20-7. Chargers then get Omarion Hampton going. He does score a touchdown. I think he is a problem on that drive. The Chiefs then 20-14 lead going into the fourth quarter. Chiefs get a drive going because of Isaiah Pacheco. We see him play that role that we know him all too well in. Taylor Swift reference there. He gets going inside the red zone area because he runs downhill. We forget Josh Simmons is there as a left tackle, and Isaiah Pacheco, like Mahomes, takes full advantage of that, and he gets a heavy workload early part of the fourth quarter where you bring in your closers to stop the game. The Chiefs will go up 27-21. I believe on that next defensive drive, somewhere around the 8-minute mark, George Karloftis will have a huge sack.
He's going to be big tonight.
George Karloftis will have a huge sack on a 3rd and 6, 3rd and 7, making it 4th and 12, 4th and 11, something like that. The Chargers will then turn the ball over on the downs. The Chiefs will then go into victory formation and win 27-21. Xavier Worthy, 7 for 97 and a touchdown. Travis Kelce, 6 for 59. Isaiah Pacheco has 65 yards rushing and a touchdown. And, you know, that guy, Juju Smith-Schuster, don't forget about him. He has 4 catches for 42 yards. Mahomes goes 26 for 31, 295, and 2 touchdowns on the day. Chiefs win 27-21. That's my script, and I'm sticking to it.
I like the don't you forget about me with Isaiah Pacheco there as we were watching the Breakfast Club at the beginning of the morning today. You and I watching the last scene of the Breakfast Club because somebody had said, what is the greatest ending to a movie? And they showed The Breakfast Club, and I guarantee you he has not seen The Breakfast Club, right?
Me? Oh, I love The Breakfast
Club. Oh, you do?
Yes, love The Breakfast Club.
All right, we were totally wrong about that.
Yeah, and then I've seen some movies.
Then the final scene, dude's walking off on his bad-looking football field. We're like, that's where the Chiefs are going to play.
Exactly right.
But don't you forget about me, says Isaiah Pacheco. Huh? Let's go.
Yeah, I think you look at Juju Smith-Schuster. I think you can look at Tyquan Thornton in this game. I think you can look at Travis Kelce being clutch. I think that's where you're going to see Travis Kelce really be an annoying nuisance to the other team. It's not with the, you know, 25-yard misplay. That'll happen occasionally, but it's going to be that play that's going to be, damn it, he's always there. It's going to be that 3rd and 4, that 3rd and 6, and it's 15-87, first down. All right, let's get back together. Let's keep going. Keep the drive alive because you know what Jim Harbaugh is going to do? He's going to run the ball 35 times if he can.
Well, he did come from the same mother as John Harbaugh, but John Harbaugh forgot to run the ball against the Chiefs, so maybe Jim will forget to run the ball against the Chiefs.
Right, and I think that if you can keep the ball in Patrick Mahomes' hand, it's obvious, but what Jim Harbaugh is going to try to do with his running and ground attack with Najee Harris, Omarion Hampton, and Justin Herbert trying to be a game manager in this game is to keep 15 on the sidelines, keep him away from the field. Well, if you can get the ball 3 and out from them on their first drive, go up 7-0, that's going to have to shift a little bit advantage Chiefs. And if you can give the Chiefs just a slight crack at the open door, they will kick that sucker down like a SWAT team coming into your house.
I'm ready to see Travis Kelce with one of his patented catch the ball and just slither down the field like he does, you know, and it seemingly always happens against the Chargers. And you know that move I'm talking about, not the, you know, fake left, go right type of move or fake right,
just
go left.
Get skinny.
He gets that, and he gets starts slithering like a snake down the field.
I would love that.
That's what I want to see tonight, right into the end zone for a touchdown. Plus 170. Let's go.
Touchdown. A lot of good text here. I'm going Bob Moeb. Chiefs win 42-0.
Like that one. That's good.
People pointing out my lack of math skills. How is it 10-7 if the Chiefs kicked a field goal the first drive? Hey, that's fair enough. The Chiefs win. That's what matters, text line.
Touchdown.
Exactly. Touchdown.
Chiefs kick a field goal. They go up 7-0.
That's exactly right.
Thank you, Mac. Was that Leawood Elementary?
That's exactly right.
Cuspindo.
Go Panthers? Is that what we were? I can't remember.
Just stick with the script.
With the Eagles, middle school with the Panthers. I hope at some point we get a sack because I want two Big Macs tomorrow, and I'm not talking about Mac on this show. LOL.
Mac's awesome.
Is that a cougar?
I don't know.
Can you text in your age and name, please? And Mac will call you.